A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice, Jerusalem, be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice, rejoice for her, all you who mourned her. That you may be suckled, filled from her consoling breast, that you may savour with delight her glorious breasts. For thus says the Lord, now towards her I send flowing peace like a river, and like a stream in spate the glory of the nations. At her breast will her nurslings be carried and fondled in her lap. Like a son comforted by his mother will I comfort you, and by Jerusalem you will be comforted. At the sight your heart will rejoice, and your bones flourish like the grass. To his servants the Lord will reveal his hand. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So he called a little child to him, and set the child in front of them. Then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And so the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me." The Gospel of the Lord. Chapter 18 of Matthew's Gospel can be seen as the chapter of the lost sheep, the lost community member, and the lost servant. So, where does the child fit in? First, we need a small adjustment. Children are symbols of vulnerability rather than of innocence. High child mortality and the patriarchal tendency to reduce those who are not adult males to merely being objects played a role in the creating of this vulnerability. Children were disposable, and until they had the strength to pull their own weight in an adult, male-dominated society, they were particularly vulnerable. To set such as a child as example before adult males was shocking and is still necessary. Israel had tasted vulnerability in Egypt and with the Babylonian exile, so that the pointing to the child carries other overtones of historical insult and injury against the people of God. We really do not want to be that weak again, do we? Yet it is only when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable to God and each other that the transforming power of God can gain traction in our lives. No matter what the social vulnerability of children, maternal love and affection will always find a way to encourage and empower. Something our first reading points to. As God's nurture of the people in exile and promise of return is sung by the prophetic tradition of Isaiah. Jerusalem, as home to the temple embracing the divine presence in the Holy of Holies, is a metaphor for God and God's actions. God, who breastfeeds her children, dandles them upon her knee, and comforts them in their vulnerability. We cannot experience that maternal affection from God unless we are vulnerable to receiving it. Altogether in this chapter, Jesus points to leadership being a matter of nurture. of empowering and of transforming self and others. So this episode with the child is followed with the examples of the lost sheep, the biting challenge of reconciliation in the community. Treat them like a Gentile. But Jesus heals the Syrophoenician woman's daughter, feeds the multitude in the Gentile region of the Decapolis. Treat them like a tax collector. This is Matthew's gospel. Matthew was a tax collector, called to follow the Lord. And the stern warning that divine care, nurturing, and forgiveness is not a personal gift. It teaches us how to live according to what we have received. If we refuse to nurture, to give honor to the nurture we have received, ouch. Also, there is this detail that could easily escape us. Children are around Jesus. They are part of the larger group of disciples who followed him. They are comfortable enough with him to approach him and rest in his embrace. How many of the truly vulnerable can say that about us as community and institution? Thérèse of Lisieux was physically weak and psychologically vulnerable enough to rejoice in God. Her nothingness opened her to the greatness to which God called her, the greatness of little things adding up, the greatness of vulnerability which recognized the need for divine nurture and comfort, a struggle with faith which made her transparent to love. When the vulnerable can sing together with Isaiah and Thérèse, rejoicing in the nourishment, nurture, and comfort that empowered them, then we can know we truly have welcomed the Lord. Amen.